And we're back. What's up, guys? Hello, this is Chris. Evil
Hello,
is the
hello.
destruction of freedom. And I'm here back this week with my awesome funnel organizer crew here. And we thought we'd do some wrap up. And I'm sure Derek's going to do a little wrap down. We'll wrap all around about, what happened this weekend. We're all still pretty fired up. You could see my whole place is on fire here. I'm gonna keep the fire going for this whole episode, based on this conversation we have about like how do we keep the fire going now, how do we tend this fire? Derek had that cool idea, so I thought we'd kind of chat about what led up to Funnel Five, and then some of the things that we might not have shared yet, insider information, and then how'd the event go? Talk about the event a bit, and then like what happens next with Funnel? Is it over? Is Funnel Five the last one? Well, hold on to your seatbelts, folks. We're going to talk about that in this episode. And I'll pass it off to my man, Will. Thanks for joining me, Will. And thanks for letting me use your StreamYard. This is awesome.
For sure, brother. It's great to be on the End Evil podcast and looking forward to a little funnel recap.
Right. Derek?
Yeah, bonjour out there. Hey, Beagle Eye, I see you. Elliot James, so many other people that were, live and with us pretty much for nearly 24 hours within 2 days. So, yeah, that really does amaze and set my heart ablaze, kind of like the left of your screen, Chris. And yeah, may I not be amiss to not just thank all the presenters, the artists, the musicians. The last minute additions, with the Logan Hart just throwing that extra juicy comedy on top of it all, and just the way that, yeah, Will Keller, you made the live stream so seamlessly, and the organization, the flow of it all, it was just a, wow, it was a très bon appétit for the soul food, if you will. So, yeah. I hope everyone was able to take the time to digest and all that. So, yeah.
I'll second that. The stream went so seamlessly and beautifully. It was very impressive. I think that doesn't happen all the time. It happens rarely. The only glitch we had was totally outside of our control. But yeah, I'm really glad to see people are looking at the replays. You're on our website and catching up on the things you missed. Yeah, I definitely do that because there are a lot of great presentations.
I was going to show, I just did some updates to the website. And so I thought that'd be a good thing to share with folks. I had a little share screen going here, but I lost it. I think I have to do a new one. But yeah, one thing I thought would be fun, I'll bring that up in a second and we'll talk about that. One thing I thought would be cool is just to talk about some of the things that people don't know. We talked about like the whole inspiration that led up to the funnel conferences and how we started the thing in our last episode previous to the conference. But, I think one of the biggest things that we talk about in all the presentations and the presenters is to try and inspire other people to do similar things, whatever works for them. Well, maybe we could kind of share with people some of our organization techniques leading up to this conference. Like, how did we actually get all these people together? And how did we actually get the musicians? And how does that work? How did we actually? And because I think the way we've kind of organized it over the past few years has kind of turned into a process now that is kind of cool. And maybe when people hear us describe how we worked it, maybe they could do something similar or better. Maybe they can build on what we're doing. You
For
want to
sure.
start on that a little bit, Will, and I'll see if I can bring up the website we could show the replay posted that we posted the replay stuff.
Yeah, so I think well, the last few funnels we kind of have the initial brainstorming. Well, first let me rewind, right? It's like we're coming off of funnel five. It's always an invigorating event and process. Right? Even for the viewership, you see all this information, you get inspired, you get fired up. then what, right? That's like the whole point about tending the flame, carrying the lantern, passing the torch. And that is the process of transmuting that energy, being in present in the moment and doing what with it. And so we typically go on into the next conference, right? We have the brainstorming sesh, similar to what we do now, but, you know, kind of in the private space. Where could we improve? What enhancements would we like to see? What capabilities can we utilize and improve on, right? I mean, everyone has big hopes and dreams, but being realistic as well, right? Like, in-person event, that would be dope. That would be ideal. Who's got 20 grand? Hit us up. It's like, so there's all these things. So it's about being realistic, but the brainstorming sesh is always usually fun because everyone brings something to the table at that point. And whether that's certain musicians, presenters, artists, and, you know, we generate a list of ideas that will kind of, you know, transfer into the next conference. And I know probably going into the next funnel, there are some kind of things that we want to increase on, and we each have some really good ideas. And so, yeah, it's just that that's the creative process, coming to the drawing board. And it's not really an egoic thing. It's more about like, we're all painting together, or we're all in this creative space. This would be fun. This would be cool. Maybe we could do this. And not really feeling that. Okay, well, let's try this. And I think we all work really well in that space. So.
Yeah. You know, we like to think about the number, you know, like we were doing five. So, you know, we had thoughts about the number five. We looked at the Chinese New Year. Actually, we didn't even know that it was the fire horse. We didn't really talk about that. That was total synchronicity. But
Will brought that up a long time ago.
Did he? Did you bring that up?
I did bring that up, but that was a total synchronicity after we've already set like Ignite.
Ignite. So that there was like interesting.
At least the fire horse. Yeah.
The fire aspect of the horse and year. But we were like, let's say we're thinking about funnel six already. Derek and I are looking up the numerology of number six, and we're looking at what's the Chinese, you know, year. It's a fire goat. And, you know, we're looking at the themes. And so we're already, you know, just playing around with those ideas. And
yeah, having some coffee, looking up the tarot meanings of the six and all this stuff. And it's all synchronistically in the mix for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then, you know, we come together on a Sunday afternoon and, you know, maybe share a bit of what's crossed our mind or what we've noticed synchronistically or ideas. And like Will said, it's just this kind of creative brainstorming, and it, you know, we just keep massaging it and working it over time. And then start to think about, oh, the people, you know, like, oh, here's this presenter, you know, that hasn't been a part of this, but I think would be great. Like we think about our regulars, kind of like our journeymen, I guess you could say, or, you know, some people that we know that are always going to hit it out of the ballpark. And then we think about, okay, who are some new, less known, potential speakers, and then what creative elements, like music was bigger, let's say, in the funnel four, but this year we brought more like comedy and animation and just trying, and we've brought art in funnel one or two. I know we had more like visual art. And so, yeah, it's just kind of fun, that part of it.
That's a good point. Yeah, each funnel has had an emphasis on a certain type of creative expression, and that's kind of that makes going back to the first funnels, right? The replays 1, 2, 3, 4. That makes it exciting. It makes it relevant. It will always be relevant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think one thing we're kind of lucky that we got going for us is that we're pretty our personalities is a good alchemy mix, and that, you know, I can see if we had a group where we had a few members that were all very strong minded about exactly what they wanted at all times, like they would always be button heads. But like, we've kind of had a pretty healthy, like, you know, obviously Will has a very advanced skills that none of the rest of us have on certain departments. And so we kind of refer to him on some of those things that are obvious, you know, but then, you know, there's certain things that I kind of wind up grabbing the bull by the horns with, because it just comes naturally to me to do those things. And so, you know, I think it is a slower moving decision process though. You know, like we don't make quick decisions in the funnel group. Like, we'll decide over weeks. And that's why I think the thing that keeps it going is the fact that we try to meet every week. And we don't always meet every week. You know, if everybody's not around or people got stuff going on in their lives, we're just like, cool, we'll do it next week. But we keep showing up pretty consistently over time. And then that allowed us to keep building the snowball until it was a big enough thing to, you know, look at how we have 19 presenters. And so I think the way we manage the presenters and just kind of each choose 3 or 4 people, and then like each person we pick, like Nate was one of my presenters. I'm always communicating with Nate. And so he's not getting messages from different people. He's always getting a message from me. And so we each kind of like choose a group of people that we're going to communicate with. And then the other thing is, in the modern day and age, there's like 13 different methods of communication that you might possibly be connecting with people. You got to figure out, like, oh, I connect with this person best on Telegram, and this person, oh, I'm just going to send them a text message, you know? So, but like that regular communication and making decisions as a group, we'll have to like have a few meetings and be like, okay, we're ready. We're going to send out the message, because we want to make sure that we're sending out the same message to all the people at the same time. And so it really helped to have certain kind of procedures. It's weird to me, the balance of, even though we're pretty casual and loose about things, we also have certain things that are like pretty well set in place that have to happen before the next thing happens. And so, in other words, we all have to agree on the new graphic before we release it publicly. And so a lot of times when I've been able to help, we'll put it, you know, in the channel for everyone to look at and make sure everybody likes it and approves it. And hopefully we catch mistakes if they're spelling stuff. Sometimes we miss one. Sorry for folks if we ever missed your name, but we try our best to like really vet stuff and make sure everybody looks at it and then say, okay, this is the final one, put that in the final folder, and then we put it out. So it's a slow moving turtle, but it's a powerful big turtle that carries what I think is a pretty powerful flame in this go around the fire. I caught something cool today. I got a text message from Dan Arnold, and he was shared with me his show on Revolution Radio he did. And he was talking up the funnel conference real good. And I think he said it really fired him up, and he was really feeling that. And I know a lot of other people do. You know, after the weekend's over, you feel this kind of fuel burning. You're like, yeah, you know? And so that's kind of why I thought this episode would be good to keep that going, and kind of towards the end of this episode, talk a little bit about where we go from here. But let's go around and talk a little bit more about highlights and things we actually loved about the conference. And I will show you guys the website here. There's just two little simple buttons right here at the top. If you hover on them and I highlight, and the top one is individual presentations. If you hit that, you can scroll through. This is on our website. There's also a tab up at the top that says replays, and you can hit that and it'll take you here. And then just click on the presenter who you maybe need to watch their presentation again, or you didn't see it yet. And that will take you to the individual presentations. Or, you know, maybe you want to like really enjoy the thing as a whole. Hit this other button here, YouTube playlist. And that's not coming up on my share screen. I guess I got to switch it over. Share this tab instead. There you go. And you see the playlist there, and you can watch the whole. Obviously, day one got split into two pieces because of some weird thing about YouTube copyright thing, yeah. Supposedly. But then look, all the presentations are there all separately. And if you want to check out one thing at a time versus, you know, watching the whole thing. And then, Will, you already put together the whole soundtrack. That's pretty awesome. That's 1 hour, 15 minutes of the best freedom music you'll ever hear in the world. So that's right. Yeah, I'll hand it off to you, Will.
Yeah, all those individual presentations are all in order as well. So.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yeah. You did a beautiful job getting that all set up. Thanks, Will.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, as far as the conference go, I mean, I think it went fantastic. The presenters really just come through. It's like everyone follows through. And this is kind of a theme within all the funnel conferences, right? I don't think we've ever had anyone that is like backed out or just didn't come through. Sure, we had an issue with, you know, presentation topic change at the last second type of thing. But as far as Funnel 5, everyone came through, did solid presentations, fantastic topics. The engagement, really every year, but this year was great, was fantastic. A lot of activity in the chat. A lot of new people in the chat, which was really good. I saw several messages of people that were either recommended or just somehow came across the Funnel Conference or saw it in a certain Telegram group and checked it out for the first time. And they were introduced to certain topics that, you know, almost everyone in the funnel, the presenters talk about, like natural law. So that's great. No trolls for the most part. We didn't have to kick anyone out or mitigating kind of BS, which is great. That just adds to the whole cohesion and the conference going smooth. And I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
I wanted to add something that I appreciated, which was newer this year, was we had more women. And there was definitely a feminine vibe, more of a, the female perspective, the female way of expressing. And I think that was very valuable and important for this conference. And I hope that continues.
Well, yeah, that's a really good point. And that's something that is really on the forefront when we're making these conferences, the symbolism, the theme, the energy, the polarity, all of that is, you know, important. Sure, we've had some conferences that lean more to the masculine, but maybe the theme of the conference had a feminine aspect to it. But we're always making sure that, you know, we can get the women in there that are activated and doing great work. And we should continue to do that as well.
Yeah, and you could definitely catch that vibe in the roundtable chats where, those were really cool. You know, I haven't been able to like fully be there all the time. Either I'm 3 o'clock in the morning in France, I'm just, you know, time for bed, whatever, way past bedtime, or yeah, some things just happen with internet. But what I loved about this one is like you can see and sense and feel the camaraderie between folks on the East Coast and West Coast. You know, you got Jerry and Corey linking up in Florida, and you got Cynthia that's going to go out and see them soon. And just a lot of cool collaborations in real life or just on the digital realm and yeah, on the West Coast and all that. I was, you know, broadcasting over the weekend at Chris and Leslie's place. And I was thinking to myself, which is why I was late for the initial, you know, introduction of the funnel conference, of like, hey, I got stuck in traffic. There's like some van that exploded in the middle of the road on the Highway 5. You know, I should have probably just stuck local and went over to Will Keller's house, and he probably needed more help than you guys, you know? Like, but yeah, it's all love. It's just a cool, familiar feeling. And yeah, getting to see people in real life, it really sparks that extra kinetic energy between people. And there's that bond. There's the fraternity, sisterhood, you know, platonic friendships with amongst men and women or whatever, you know, like, hey, if there's something more and it's all aligned in the stars, good for y'all. But, you know, as far as like the great work is concerned, it's just great to have time well spent with these people in real life. And hey, wherever you guys are, and if you guys were watching this or just even right now or yesterday, or just doing things that are aligned with natural law, that's what matters most. That's what we're trying to ignite as far as a daily ritual. Think of Nate Kapp with that, you know, everything flows in that cone, that spire or spiral, that spiral ritual. Are you spiritual? Right. So yeah, I just love the green language and so many synchronicities, as a lot of people notice as well, of how so many things correlate. We all come from a lot of different backgrounds. We brought up a lot of different subjects, but so many things intertwined towards the things that are aligned to the divine. And that's more than just fine. So I was just happy to be a part of it. Yeah, going over the organization, and things seem to click and become more efficient as the years goes on. As I noticed with you guys, and just my hat goes off to you guys of just, yeah, it doesn't seem like a super arduous task of just, yeah, we all got our folks, you know, on our ends, as Chris mentioned, and we just handle that. We all entrust in one another to keep the ball rolling and just be on the same page and, you know, submit things when the time is right or ripe, and everything is all right. So yeah, which brings much more than delight, right? So yeah.
Yeah, and we got a late start, to be really honest, with Funnel 5 planning. It seemed like we were all really busy and preoccupied with other life things and well into the year. So we did this pretty quickly, don't you think?
Yeah. For me, I really felt like, yeah, this year was, I can, of all the funnels, this one I felt like I had the, it was the hardest for me to find enough attention and energy to really be around as much. And I felt a lot of guilt for not, you know, showing up more and being there more, you know, but we still managed to pull it off. And thanks, Will, for so much hard work you put in this year. You really pulled a lot of weight. And, but you know, the other thing I was thinking about is you were talking about the women, the feminine aspect in the conference. And, you know, like Will said, that's planned. You know, a lot of my thought process with my presentation this year with finding center is like, how do we find balance, right? It's like this male, female, yin, yang, light and dark thing that we're dealing with. It's neat too. Flames, when you think about flames, they're there and then they're not there. They're red and bright and then it's black. It's that contrast, you know, and trying to find that contrast in our work too was kind of like one of the things I was really wanting to talk about. Like, we want to keep making sure we put this message out, and like Derek said, like beacons, like lighting the flame. But on the other hand, a lot of times it does feel, you feel very defeated because it seems like the whole world's against us and the majority of people just don't seem to get it. Or we're not, sometimes I get frustrated with myself when I'm talking to people on a personal level, like, how could they not understand what I'm saying? It seems so simple, you know, like we're almost button heads, you know. But there's these select few individuals that really understand what each other are talking about. And there's something so exciting about that. And I was telling both Leslie and Derek, like, even if it was just the 19 presenters, you know, the amount of energy and power we all feel, and empowerment and correspondence energy and vibration back and forth from each other is like, yes, yes, you know, in a way we're all saying positively, yes, that there is hope. Yes, we do care about humanity. And knowing that there's those other people out there that have that same feeling and vibration, are willing to put it out with this type of intensity, it feels really good. And it kind of warms the soul. And I know definitely just from the beginning of funnel to the end, I felt this huge boost in my energy and my fuel going forward for what I'm willing to work on in the next year. Because I've been through a lot of personal struggles in the real world recently, and sometimes it's really hard to keep coming back and putting a lot of time, energy, something that I'm not getting paid for. You know, like, this whole world is based on whether you're getting paid or not. You know, when you leave the doors of the funnel conference, it's like everything's like, show me the money, you know what I mean? But here it's all about freedom, and it's all about just doing because we care. And so I need that pat on the back and that fuel, and that's the type of personality I am. Maybe it's my Scorpio or whatever, you know, my something about my nature. I really, it really helps me to know that there's other people I can vibe with And that gives me fuel and fire going forward, because it's people that I know I can show things to, or I can look at their work and I know I'll get more inspiration from, and it'll be this reciprocal information thing that if it wasn't there, I'd just feel that much more lonely and things would be going that much slow and cloudy and dull. Right. So finding balance and giving us the power to go forward is what I, a big takeaway for me.
I think your Leo moon, Leo rising combo is somewhat of that.
We had some crazy, we had some crazy synchronicities. I mean, as far as symbolism, right, with just ignite the year, right, the fire year, the five, the ring of fire. I think we probably talked about this actually during the conference as well. So, yeah, and yeah, it was pretty cool. All unbeknownst to us as well, right? Like, we were like putting this together and all this stuff is like lining up. So that's cool to see.
I think
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to add one of those was that David Rodriguez, or, you know, had his talk on comedy well before we even knew that Logan was going to do comedy. So Logan's coming in with his comedy just really like gelled that theme.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. I think these funnel conferences are also like a, just a testament and a compilation of just truth speakers for freedom under natural law. It's like we're consolidating these bodies of art and this message and putting it up on the internet, and, you know, done correctly. This is stuff that Mark talks about that's important. It's like, you know, digitally immortalizing a message, getting it on the net, that will, you know, surpass our lifetimes and be up there for younger generations to check out, if done correctly. And like Carrie said, hi Carrie, you know, many hands make light work, and this is what it's all about for sure.
Yeah, I've been thinking, you know, what could we do if we started earlier, you know, and especially in terms of spreading the message of funnel and maybe trying to get to new audiences. So I don't know if you guys are ready to maybe talk about the future a little bit. Chris, can't hear you, Chris. Muted.
I muted. Okay, my bad. I was thinking before we get into the future, let's spend a few minutes kind of going through the presentations and talking about some highlights from the conference. First up was our own Derek Bartolacelli with Light the Beacons. I forgot to tell you, Derek, how much I liked when you brought up the One Great Work Warriors and you had yourself talking. Were you actually taking clips from the Warriors, or did you like cut out your face and have you just talking? That was cool.
No, all the clips that I used were pretty much original audio and video. Yeah.
That was neat. I like how you.
And I think we spoke personally. It's like, you know what? I dropped way too many F-bombs overly gratuitously in there. It wasn't necessary, but I was in a place where I wasn't too happy with the situation in my life. But you got to learn not to project so much of that shit on there. Anyways, but yeah, go for it.
Don't beat a dead horse, right?
Yeah, are you horsing around now?
I liked how you you teased us with things that I want to hear you talk more about, like the tarot cards related to the characters, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of room to expand on some of that cool symbolism and the metaphorical implications. So I want to hear more.
Yeah, and I want to hear more from other people, because I'm looking to have like a round table in regards to that, and just feedback or anyone else's takes on it. But really, just it's about applying these archetypes of consciousness towards reality, you know, understanding other people, ourselves more, and thrice unto ourselves, so we can be thrice great and all that shit, right? So why wait? Anyways.
The Tolkien allegory that you're incorporated into that presentation is fantastic. I love how Corey did it in a different way, and that's awesome because there's just so much rich symbolism and messaging in the whole Tolkien, you know, series for sure. So it was a great way to just jump off the whole conference itself, right? Light the beacons. Very visual and charismatic presentation. It was great. It set the tempo very nicely. And if anybody has done any kind of event, it's like that first presentation is extremely important because it is going to set that tempo, you know. And there's certain like slots where you really – where you put things are really critical. And that first one jumped it off nicely. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just real quick, Chris, thank you so much, Will. I appreciate it. I'm honored and quite flattered and stuff, not just with what you said, but, you know, watching the live stream in my car on the way to Chris and Leslie's house, you know, hearing the super kind words you had to say after that in the live stream. Yeah, it means a lot to me, man. I really appreciate it. And yeah, it means a lot to me. Even like doing the planning, I think I said something in the organizer chat, like, damn, like, I'm so honored. That's like a high honor to like be, you know, kicking things off for this conference. So it's like, all right, yeah, trying to bring that fire. So I appreciate that it was well received by y'all. So much love.
Yeah, it was great. And your use of music and your fonts you chose and all, it's good aesthetics. I loved it. There was something else I was thinking to say, and I forgot it now, but oh well.
You keep the visuals moving, and it's interesting and varied. You never know quite what you're going to bring. So it's fun.
Yeah, and then up next we had the Cosmic Mother's Guide to Freedom, Leslie's presentation. And I just actually was rewatching that yesterday, and I was like really appreciating the intro. I mean, I noticed, I think sometimes when I'm in the conference and we're doing it, it's a little hard to actually watch everything. I was getting distracted with all these things, but I was rewatching it yesterday and I was really appreciating that beginning part. It was like a meditation and this reminder that, you know, everything of all history, of all the people that have lived before, our heritage, our genealogy, you know, like our DNA, like it's like we're on this ocean of all this history of feelings and emotions. And like, I don't know, something you were saying while you were talking in that ocean sound and the little boat image you had, it got me like a deeper connection to your work. Like as I got more into it, I liked how you set that off. That was a cool, a neat little intro.
Thank you. Yeah. It was you who kind of impressed upon me that it's good to have something in the beginning, right? It's kind of hook someone in some way or another, and I wasn't sure what it was. So it was like the very last weekend that, you know, that it was due, really. Even though I had my slideshow done quite a bit earlier, I didn't record it till later. And I was like, oh, what am I gonna do? And it just was a brainstorm that I had like overnight, and woke up in the morning and had this idea of the ocean being, you know, the captain of a ship. So yeah, I'm glad you liked it. I think it worked.
Also, your voice is very calming just all around as you speak in your presentation.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, always. And that's what I love about that. The yin to my yang in regards to that dissolving the divide thing. So, yeah. And much more, you know, it helps me listening and just like your presence and all that. But so much knowledge and research that you bring to the table, obviously the wisdom with what you've experienced and how you've applied some things to your life, you know, applying these hermetic principles and doing what you do with your work and trying to help others. It's really cool to see your evolution of things and yeah, just bringing about these masterpieces, you know, when these times arise. And is it much of a surprise that it's that good? Thank you.
I did like the beginning, Leslie, when you took that opportunity to instruct people to kind of ground themselves, take a deep breath. I noticed Stefana did the same thing, which was like a cool little synchronicity, and is also very, you know, it's a feminine magic right there. You know, the nurturing take a second, take a breath, pause for a minute. But yeah, you have a great way of having a deep understanding of the cosmic feminine energies and mixing that in with the psychological knowledge that you have, and also the a body of animism, which I always appreciate. So it's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, there's so many thoughts that I have, and you know, I was thinking about this content for months and months, really, and it's more than what I can put into an hour. So I always end up feeling like overpacking my presentations, but I'm leaving out so much too because there's so much more. So it's quite the challenge to do like a 1 hour presentation.
Yeah, that's actually short. For anyone that does presentations, mm-hmm. 1 hour is, you know, I mean, that is a short thing, especially on a big topic. Yeah. Whenever I do these 1 hour presentations, I purposely am choosing a smaller topic because they can grow, especially when you're working on it. When you have ample time or you're starting it early, it can grow into a massive, massive presentation. And, you know, that's a lesson that we all learn as presenters.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm still figuring it out. And I don't think I've actually gotten it down to an hour. Like this was 1:11. And So that's still a goal. You know, I wanted to hit 60 minutes and I couldn't quite do it. So I want to become more simplified, actually.
Yeah. Well, you sure have come a long way on your artistry and your aesthetics too. So,
well, I didn't need to edit a ton, actually. Like in past presentations, I've edited the shit out of my stuff and just crazy editing. And this time, it felt much smoother, which I could see as progress. Yeah.
Cool. And then let's see. Next, we had Cynthia with Food and Freedom. I love the Cynthia's aspect of community involvement and networking and finding a way to make ourselves more resilient. Definitely, you know, part of the process we're going to have to go through. And Cynthia's been like such a good, like enthusiastic communicator and connector of people and, you know, very generous person. I really appreciate her energy she brings to the table and in the round table and our interactions. She's been just really sweet person. And it was good to see her doing a presentation.
Yeah, she brings a lot of professionalism to the table as well because it's kind of it's part of her line of work. And which is why, you know, Jerry and company over at Soundpath to Freedom Music Festival have inquired about her services. And she has gladly been a part of our crew for a couple of months now, which is fantastic. So, yeah, she's revamping the website for us as well. But, yeah, back to the presentation because that shit can hit you like a ton of bricks. Sometimes, especially some of the things that she shared or spoke about, you know, there was a video where they just lay it down on the line and, you know, it's hard to top that type of articulation with the magnitude of, you know, a 360 degree of, you know, what's going on. Like we're paving over all these earthly roads or, you know, we're creating roads, you know, concrete and all this stuff. We're separated from the earth, you know, via the fake souls, which is not really aligned to our soul. Maybe it might protect our physical body in regards to the souls under our feet that we walk on, but there's still, you know, how many layers of concrete below the earth and this and that, how many people are really grounded. It's just like taking it to these foundational levels. And, you know, what she spoke about, not even in her presentation, but in the round table of, you know, how she goes about her gardening, you know, she speaks to her plants and herbs and bushes and trees and all the wonderful leaves and, you know, whatever she's going to cultivate and harvest, you know, she'll, you know, let her friends know that, you know, with much gratitude, like, hey, it's time. I got to, you know, your services, you know, come to this moment, an hour where you must sacrifice, you know, this stuff. Kind of funny, but you know, the way she does it and talked about it was really, it just takes you to a real sacred place and way we can just treat our food better, and they will nourish us better as well. It's the law of Gebel, that equal energy exchange. They acknowledge that we acknowledge them to whatever degree. They have a different type of consciousness, you know, they're kind of in this slumber state and all that stuff, but they can hear and sense our presence, and they can sense danger. And if they're gonna get uprooted all of a sudden, you know, sometimes they'll, as she said, they'll detach their nutrients to the roots that hopefully will survive. So, you know, we're pulling up stuff that, you know, might be devoid of some of that good, because we didn't treat the plants proper with that, whatever, you know what I mean? Just listen to the round table. That, you know, and
yeah.
Presentation in general. Yeah, sorry.
No, you did good there. Yeah. You know, Cynthia's a real team player, and she's got a really big heart, and she has sincerity in her heart, and kindness is there, along with a very solid, like, practical mind and taking action, very practical action, which I liked that she brought a topic that was down to earth, you know, literally, and had action steps that are really important for us to be thinking about and taking action on, in addition to the ideological concepts, just really the real life. And she's a great poet as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and go ahead, Will.
No, I was just going to touch on Cynthia's presentation, which was on a very critical topic, food. It needs to be talked about more. And I think she did a really good job on taking a holistic approach. You could tell she knows her stuff when it comes to that topic. Cynthia is someone that is, you know, just multi-talented in her work and extremely passionate. And I'm a huge fan of what she does. And so, yeah, it's a really good presentation and huge respect to her.
She had you and Logan on one time. Yeah.
Yeah. We came on, talked about animism and also hydrogen therapy as well. So, yeah.
Well, I'm realizing, you know, like, if we actually all went through and said something about every presentation, that would probably take three more shows because there's so much. You know, we had James Corden, and he's just an awesome powerhouse guy putting out awesome freedom, voluntarism material, working in autonomy. And, you know, Logan kind of stole the show with his comedy a little bit because it was just so dang funny, and he's so good at that.
Which so was very last minute, by the way.
Yeah, right.
It was. Logan and I are always talking. We're business partners. We're, you know, really good friends. So we're always talking. He's throwing these voices out all the time. That's a part of him. And you know, he does the Alex Jones and doing this kind of stuff. And it's like, dude, we got to get you on Funnel, man. And then he just said, fuck it, let's do it. And then he started making some shorts, and it manifested. It was a really, really great asset to the conference.
Yeah, folks, if you haven't seen those, you're gonna have to watch them yourself. And let's just go through, just take turns instead. Derek, you want to talk about the next couple?
Yeah, Conrad, Straight Shooter, he had a song with you as well. But sometimes you just shoot from the hip and say some things that are seldom said, and I appreciate this brother's presence and guts to say what he did. And for all this help with the Sound Path of Freedom organizer side of things, but also his music, he did a live performance in front of you and Leslie. But for this funnel, just like everyone, they're bringing that eternal flame of the general principle of care. And there's so many things that Conrad and everyone else that cares about and is worth listening to. So it might sound a little vague, you know, natural law frontiers, but you know, you cover some good ground. You know, it's hard to recollect every single thing everyone says because there's like so much stuff going on, and y'all keep getting me with the giggles with Logan's stuff, man. Like, it's just like, yeah. Like,
I just want to say on Conrad, you know, that he's really thinking to the future. Like, he's brought a certain like energy and passion about, okay, like we need to create, you know, evolve this conversation and be scholarly and be go into the more, you know, some of the maybe more detail, maybe, you know, he created an invitation, right? And I think it's up to us to listen again to that invitation and come together to decide how can we take action around this new frontier? What could it look like, right? Yeah.
Yeah, then we had Brendan Daniel with his awesome performance. And, you know, he's just such a cool guy, just so cool to hang out with. And just makes you feel like you've known him your whole life, you know. And his music, just his voice, it's like mind-blowing, really. It seems like he should be someone that's playing on every radio. Hopefully that happens, you know. And he was terrific. And then Tyler. I was so glad to see Tyler. Will brought us to Tyler to our attention. And I've known about his work for a long time and really appreciated it. And so that was a great addition. Really steady, logical voice with a lot of great points.
Real
quick, I think Tyler's presentation is extremely relevant, and he makes some really good points. So yeah, won't give any spoilers. People need to go watch these, and some of these need to be taken in, you know, a few times, right? The presentations are so in depth. There's so much value and information there. It's like, that's how I am, at least, right? Like, all of these presentations I saw for the first time live at the Funnel Conference. I check them when we receive them to make sure audio and video is cool. Like, I just skimmed through, but I want to experience it like the viewers are experiencing it and taking it in live as well. And I'll go back and watch these several times. There's just so much there, and they each need to be kind of sat with and, you know, applied introspection and really think about the takeaways. How is it useful? How is it going to increase ethical and moral development? So.
Yeah, and I think we all kind of like, it helps us all build our own voice to hear a variety of different voices, you know. So I really encourage people, you know, we're not going to go through the rest. It's just, you know, I really want to get on to talking about the future of Funnel and stuff here, but I want you guys, please take the time to go through as many of these as possible, share them with other people. You could have a podcast just like we are, talk about, you know, the armor of righteousness with Brandon Spencer, you know, Brandon Martin, you know, it's just these presentations have so much depth in them, each one of them. And then, if you go back and scroll in the replays, we got four other conferences of awesome presentations like this, each one that we could talk about for, you know, hours, you know, so there's a lot there. So yeah, I mean, I wish we could go through each one, but I do want to keep this episode somewhat compact tonight. Before we move on to the future funnel, did you guys want to make any more comments on specific presentations or your own?
I just want to say something real quick. Look at this. See the stack of books? These are all Funnel 5 presenters. These are their books. And there's more. There's a whole nother stack, right? Chris Jansen here on the top. What? Derek Brose, Corey Endrelot, Dan Arnold. Sarah Cross is in there, which she's been a previous Funnel conference. Soul Expression. I mean,
hell yeah.
It's like these people are doing it. It's like prolific. There's that level of exposure and support that many of us need. right? And it's as simple as just sharing something, spreading the word, or what Chris said, you know, if one of these presentations resonate with you or someone you know, send it over to them. But me, as a book junkie, right, I just – when I hear someone that understands natural law or is talking about natural law in some capacity and they have a book out, I'm grabbing that because this is just
– it's part of history. You
know, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so to wrap up tonight's episode, let's talk about where are we going from here, or where do other people go from here? Where do the viewers, where do the other presenters go from here? Where do we, after igniting the flames, igniting the hearts and minds, then what? Now what do we do? Leslie, you got that look on your face like you want to say something.
Listen, where do we go? Well, I think that we want to take the energy and the momentum that is here and then ride that wave, you know, and I'm not sure quite what that looks like. I think that maybe we make clips from presentations and share them, that we keep sharing, you know, the funnel material, that we start building up ideas towards the next, you know, that maybe there are people in the who would like to be funnel presenters and you're fired up and you want to reach out to us and just talk about that, or you have music or another type of art, maybe you have ideas. So I think that we want to kind of open our minds to that brainstorming creative process, start not really have this completely over, but to keep the energy moving is my wish.
Hey, Chris, you know how hard it is to keep a fire burning like you did this weekend? No. But it's not that hard, but it takes constant consistency and tending to the fires, if you will. So, yeah, I'm telling this to other people and myself included, of just like, yeah, it really ignited a lot of passion and motivation and inspiration this whole weekend. I felt so elated, you know, hearing people and feeling enlightened, and just watching people bring their A game, and, you know, see them, you know, bring that type of magnum opus energy and material is phenomenal. And it's feeling such gratitude to help organize, and just like, wow, like people, you know, mentioning funnel and showing their appreciation for us and these conferences as well is just great to hear as well. But yeah, going back, it's really about, all right, so there's certain embers that are going to burn very bright, hot, and for a long time. How do we keep those lit and other things around it, you know, that keeping that alchemical furnace, if you will, or the Athanor, properly cultivated, kindled, and all that stuff. So to lose the metaphors, yeah, how can we continue the momentum of staying connected with people, jumping on other podcasts, you know, being inclined to jump on any kind of interviews, radio shows, whatever, to keep spreading the message, to, you know, share what we presented or what others, and just what the overall message is in regards to freedom under natural law, because there's a lot of foundational stuff that we would love a lot of other people to understand and live by, right? So that's like the main goal, you know, freedom under natural law. There's a lot of fucking requirements and knowledge to meet those criterias and stuff. And it's not like any kind of stringent strictness that we're imposing upon anyone. It's just, this is how universal laws operate. So if we're aligned to that, things will be fine, and they're not, and that's why society is in a decline. So think about it, and I'll pass it on to Will, Leslie, Chris.
Yeah, you know, the second half of the Milgram experience was all about courage, right? It was when they saw someone stand up to the transgressions, it inspired them to stand up as well. So this is a big part of it, right? People seeing someone speaking out, someone creating content, and it inspires them. That's like at like the base level, right? I mean, we want this message to spread out, not stay in its own chamber. And that's a challenge, you know, a challenge that I'm constantly trying to excel towards, but also to the other presenters of the Funnel Conference, right? It's like I, speaking for myself, don't want to do funnel conferences with the same people all the time, because that is it reinforcing and creating the echo chamber. We want other people, which I'm getting to my point was when I was in the People's Reset and I'm communicating with people like Alex Zek, which is extremely well known, huge platform, and he understands, you know, moral law. He understands the belief in human authority is illegitimate. And it's like, that's awesome. That's fantastic. There's more people out there that understand this that might not be saying it in our words. Those are the people where the net and the unification needs to kind of happen, right? It's like we're connecting these dots, and that's where I kind of see the funnel conference as a net, right? The web of weird expanding and connecting people. Like, look, you know, fuck what we disagree about. This is what we agree about. Freedom under natural law, moral right action. Boom. And that's kind that that creates an amplification effect, reverberation, if I get my words out. And I would like to see, you know, throwing this out to Chris, Leslie, and Derek, it would be cool to have like an Agora market, which could be a section on the website. People that have moral businesses, and because we need resources. This is probably one of the biggest blind spots in the quote-unquote freedom, truth, natural law community is the mind virus of money, right? It's one thing to understand, to know what it is, the sigil, and how it the fiat system works. It's another to understand energy exchange, the flow of energy, and how to use it as a tool and to amplify, right? And it's like, so there are people out there that have moral businesses. This is what the Agora is. It's based on natural law. It's based on moral principles and voluntary exchange in the capacity of goods, services, and all of those things. So that would be cool to have an Agora market on the website. We could have little tiny quick ads during the virtual conference. And that's serving the community. That's casting the net wider. I think it would be good to have a submissions area, because we're constantly wanting to know who's out there that is creating content, that is a public speaker, that is advancing this message of morality, right? And natural law. And kind of having a section where people could hear about it and come to, or someone could submit someone's website or name. That's great, right? So making ourselves more available, not in the sense of having it be a hindrance, as in, oh, just message me, right? Because then you're getting all these fucking messages and we're all getting blown up. We want to keep it clean, concise, effective, and practical. And I think a submission area would be great. Would be a consolidation of information, and that would be cool. Very cool.
Yeah, great idea, and keeping it professional to a degree so people respect this, you know, equal energy exchange as well, and not just, you know, some fun flam type of stuff. Great idea, Will.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Less likely to get lost in the cracks too in our individual mailboxes. Yeah, I think making our process as streamlined, efficient, professional.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's good.
You're good. I just wanted to reiterate that idea about expanding our territory, you know, which I think going, like you were talking about the People's Reset, going to these conferences, meeting new people, connecting, networking, it's a big part. The networking piece is a big part of the future. See someone like Jerry, you know, Cabezudo, who's really good at that. She kind of understands how important that is.
Yeah, she's very good at that. And I admire her for recognizing an attribute. This is, man, this is like a gem of not wisdom that I'm dropping. Understanding your own attributes, like what you are good at, right? Like, I didn't just come up with simplify the profound. I just had a whole bunch of people tell me, hey, you explain shit really simple, and it makes a lot of sense. Okay, right? So it's growing and evolving into our attributes, like what we are good at. Chris, being a great writer, okay, you know? He picking up and discovering those good attributes, he writes a book. So Jerry, growing and discovering that, hey, I'm really good at networking, really good. Okay, stick to that lane and keep writing those attributes and those qualities. We all have unique qualities. It's just about discovering, right? Discovering them and pursuing them. So,
yeah. I was going to add that, you know, nothing we've discussed. I love your idea of Agora. And we've talked about maybe going over to a new website. We've struggled a lot with the website builder we currently have. And it's very simple. It's a little frustrating, a little clunky. And, you know, we did get some donations. Thank you so much to those who donated to the cause. And that's going to help us possibly expand our website. That's something that's in the horizon. And then we've talked about smaller mini events throughout the year, you know, little funnel parties of some sort, or maybe even some kind of collaboration with SoundPath. We've talked about that as a possibility. I'm hoping that works out. But I could imagine just doing like a mini funnel event in between now and next year's event. But, you know, for me, it's all about finding that balance, you know, and I think that, to me, is the biggest takeaway of the conference is that's the battle each of us are in this war for freedom, is that we are still enslaved in this money hungry, ego driven society, materialistic society. So we're forced to somewhat figure out how to survive and, you know, play our role in our personal lives too, and then juggle this stuff on the side. So, you know, for me, keeping enough time in my life sacred to be able to do this is so important to me. And I appreciate those who have helped on that path. So that's super important. Email people you met. Look, we take the time to list links. If you go through the website, freedomundernaturallaw.com, there's a lot of, there's a whole page of friends, a funnel. And then each of the presenters, if you click on their face, if you go to the presenters tab, it will take you to their best link that we have. And then usually, from there, you can find more of their stuff too. So, by supporting other people, you support yourself. By supporting yourself, you support other people. It's a reciprocal, attitude of correspondence of care that we can collaborate, right? And we can do, a good version of what the evil ones are doing to us. So the last big takeaway that I wanted to mention is what I call quality over quantity. And it's something I've believed in more and more as I've grown older, whether it's things I buy for my personal tool collection or friends.
Nikita.
Making these presentations and shows. Like I want to more and more work towards more thought out and longer form productions personally, whether it's books, documentary songs, little presentations. And that's one thing I think is beautiful about the funnel is it really challenges each person who presents. Like, you really gotta, you know, you got 30 minutes or you got an hour, that's it, put it in there, you know, and it forces you to set the stage and try to do that in a beautiful way. And you've seen over the years the presenters are getting better and better at weaving in video and action and finding ways to be more interesting. So we're going to keep setting the bar higher. And I think that level of production, when you go out and look in the world at what other people are making on YouTube and starting to get more cheesy with crappy AI, and then see what some of these people are doing, you're like, damn, dude, people are going to be impressed when they do see this stuff. Like, man, these people are good at this stuff. I might not agree with everything they're saying, but woo, look at those aesthetics. I'm going to have to watch some more, and then maybe they will start realizing we're right. So that's about all I wanted to say. I'm just really thankful to know you guys and to be part of this crew. This stuff would be really hard to do by myself. Like I said, I'm one who I draw fuel and fire from having others that I can touch in with and collaborate with. So I appreciate that. It's important. Thanks.
Hell yeah, brother. And Leslie, did you catch him, what he said a couple minutes ago about, you know, balance and all this stuff and what we're talking about as far as, you know, this next year's conference kind of correlates quite a bit with that. So even if your presentation was about balance and the apocalypse, Chris, it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, Leslie, I was going to allude you to keep take it away.
in terms of the numbers, the numerology.
Well, yeah, just and what makes the most sense as far as what this next year brings about and the conference number 6.
So, you know, so 6 is numerologically speaking is around harmony and balance, you know, and equilibrium, seeking union, you know, a lot of the themes that we started, you know, we planted the seed, I think is just moves perfectly into building out on that, those concepts of nurturing, responsibility, you know, service, focus on family and community. You know, it's almost like the embodiment of the heart, embodiment of the principles. Sustainability, creativity, cosmic balance. Yeah, so all of that. So it's exciting, you know, to think about how we might bring that together into this. So we've ignited the spark and now we have the flame to keep tending. And then what does that look like in real life, you know, in our own personal lives and our communities? How can we start to create more of those real life relationships? You know, that was a theme as well people were talking about the online work as important, but also the community on local levels, right? And this, I think that is going to be the future, is like working both. And I think that fits also with like Derek Rose is talking about how natural law and the exit and build strategies work together. You know, it's like,
yeah. How to sustain and maintain that flame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
Those are all great, great points you guys said. I do want to actually give a shout out to Grant Presence. Been chatting with him, and he did. If people haven't missed it at the Funnel Conference, he put an offer out there that's kind of time sensitive. So if someone is looking for a potential opportunity, go watch the video. It might be for you. It might not. But check it out. He's putting together a workshop, and the talk was Right Livelihood. So it's an ethical framework to generate resources and passive income. So it's the workshop's coming up March 4th. So it's time sensitive. Check it out, because we all could use some type of upgrade or shift or amplification, and this might be, you know, it for you. So it's worth checking out. But Grant, you know, he's a natural law warrior, and his craft is just music, and he's so talented, and he did a whole live set. And, you know, so huge shout out to him and to all the presenters, everyone that came through submitting music, did presentations. You guys made the conference. So gratitude.
I finally got it to come up when you were done talking about it. There's a
yeah. So I went and actually snipped out that section where he came back on and talked about the Right Livelihood and this offer, and made it as a standalone video. And it also links to his People's Reset presentation that is 40 minutes, where he is talking about purpose, Right Livelihood, and service and passive income. And it's this workshop that he's offering as well.
And the music was phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
That was just awesome.
Yeah. Both he and Brendan Daniels are like epic. Their professionality, their ability to just start playing. You know, I was just very impressed. Like, there are people you can just, like, you want to go live? Go live on your phone right there where you are, you know, and we have faith, right? You know, more than faith. We know, like, he's got it, you know. It's very cool.
They both will be performing live at Confluence, which I'm still on the fence of going. I really want to. I just got to figure out some things.
But, life balance, like we're talking about, yeah, right?
Is that in Austin, Texas?
Bandera, Texas. So it's right outside of San Antonio.
Oh,
okay, cool.
I wish I could go this year. But.
Well, I think I'm going to send us out tonight with our reel, which shows just a little tiny tidbit of each speaker, just a fun little promo reel I put together for the conference. And we're going to be back next week. The fire's not over. The One Great Work Warrior's got to have a discussion to have our wrap up about Freedom Under Natural Law Conference. So we're going to make this fire last one more week, and then we'll start moving on towards what's next. But thanks so much, guys, for joining me tonight, and much love. Evil's the destruction of freedom. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Just going to play. And that wasn't
much enough. Love, y'all.
This thanks is for joining the End Evil Podcast, where we speak raw truth. The aim is to impress you about the value of your time on this planet, to shine a light on the most important truth that has been obscured for too long, to give you the information and knowledge necessary to make true change, to move human experience away from suffering and grief and towards love and joy. Let's begin to work towards the end of all evil. Every week, we dig into natural law, trauma programming, and the mechanisms of societal control. We replace ignorance with knowledge, fear with courage, and apathy with action. As Jeremy Locke said, evil is the destruction of freedom. Go to endevil.life.
So natural law is a set of universal inherent objectives.
Every culture in the world has gathered around fire ceremony. Why? There's a reason for that, because it brings people together to the light, to the heat, for philosophy, for ideas, for working out solutions and issues to problems.
I see ignite. You know, I mean, the whole thing is just speaking to me, like screaming at me, dude, this is the year. It's time to get out bigger. You know, don't play small. So I see these cowards in this world doing what they're doing, and I can't stand by and just let it happen without trying to do something.
Funnel 5, Freedom Under Natural Law 5. 5 is a very powerful, powerful number to understand. And the fact that it's about igniting hearts and minds.
It's the pressure of the society that we've been kind of forced to be in. And so the idea is just to help empower people to act, because voluntarism is all about action. And so that's what we need to start doing.
You see, when we come to a true understanding of morality, a true understanding of what true consciousness is and how we can create freedom, that helps all life in existence. That's what we are talking about. The greater good, you know, help. Like true greater good, deeper concepts, you know, deeper, higher realms of thought. Because when you truly understand what true morality is, then you can raise your consciousness. So that information can be spread and understood by all human beings, you know.
Expand that sense for yourself. Come back to your sense of grounding based on a truth, not, you know, reductionism or, but understanding yourself as a system, as a whole and part of the system, And just bringing all of that together so that you can lead from that place.
Building community, like real bonds, real relationships, real care amongst each other. And that's going to be vital as we move forward into building a new paradigm, like having real, true community that we can rely on, that we can trust, that everyone understands natural law.
That's where natural law can come in, is like, once you sort of understand what's happening and why we're getting what we're getting because of what we're putting in as a collective whole, it is concerning, but at the same time, because it's understandable and logical and like makes sense, it's also somewhat of a relief just to know that we're going to get what we're going to get.
You start feeling some things in the world and you start looking around you and everyone's getting sick. You're like, man, something's right. Got to change.
Right. And we have to look at ourselves and how we're contributing to this, you know, as above, so below. And what we're seeing in the world is a reflection of the minds of individuals. And what we're seeing in our own communities is a reflection of our own minds. And if we're not able to unify around the most important things, then we're failing.
Extracting from the most vulnerable to keep giving to and propping up people who already have way too much traction and momentum. And that, you know, needs to be reversed. It should have never been in the first place. And so, you know, again, just aligning with how nature and health work and how they're supposed to work.
Who are you inspired by? How are you able to, you know, apply that towards, you know, what your craft or, you know, your thought process or the way you go about interacting with people and the environment and everything? What is your relationship with nature, yourself, your family, your lineage, and so on?
Here's how you can reprogram your brain. Here's some actual techniques that can be used to start, you know, healing some of these things. And so that's kind of the direction that we're going in.
When you have natural law in alignment as well, like the possibilities for creation are endless. And like just really just wanting to inspire people to see themselves as bigger than what we've been programmed to sort of believe.
Understanding the occult knowledge that has been withheld from us, whether that's by ineptitude or intentionally, right? The dark occult intentionally withholds that information to create a power differential between those who have the knowledge and those who do not.
What really matters, a lot of the stuff people are talking about and arguing about and bringing up on social media on this great vast network is not really the main situation that we need to be talking about. We need to be understanding, how do we work towards freedom? What is a right? Why don't we understand rights?
Someone's got to lead and then someone will follow. So it's moral and philosophical courage that is most important, to go and put something out there and to keep putting something out there.
And if you haven't read the Declaration of Independence, go read it. It says clearly you have unalienable rights that come from the Creator, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So that's 250 years ago now. Our rights don't come from the city, county, state, and federal governments. They come from Source, Creator, God, your humanity, yourself.
And I look forward to seeing all of you guys in the virtual audience at the Funnel Conference, Freedom Under Natural Law Conference, because this thing is going to be bringing in not only information that's like fact-based, but also information that's truth-based.